It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've waited all week, and now the wait is over. It's the only unfiltered media podcast in America. This is Trash Talk on WEEI.com. Here he is, your boy, Blind Mike.
Well, Jared had his first fuck-up last week. Maybe our best episode. But now it sounds horrible again. Does it sound like that in your headphones?
No, it sounds fine in my headphones.
All right. Well, it sounds like shit again.
I think it's just your old-ass headphones. They're just beats of shit, and I think it's just your headphones, but you sound fine
well,
right now.
Well, I've been told that before. Last week, I thought one of our better episodes,
Then
it was ruined by the incompetence of another producer. I thought I found a good one this time, but yet again, I'm stuck with a moron. And they played it on air.
Did they really?
They played it. I was on.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I was on with Gilroy.
Shitty audio.
And they played a clip, and they were like, "Why is the audio so bad?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know."
Yeah,
it's not my fault.
Then Gilroy said, "Oh, what can you do?" The producers, and it's just like, you know what?
Yeah, they suck. They all suck.
I don't need this,
except for Kyle DeLuz, the only good producer. But you know,
that cuts deep.
You gotta work with what you got here.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
So first and foremost, I know we don't have much time because Reamer's coming in here. God forbid I make the Prince wait.
So
we got to get out of here in a fair amount of time. So I want to start off right away here with what I think is the most disloyal employee I've ever seen. Treni Kuznarek, time and again, shows that she will just stab anyone in the back in the name of social justice. Turn her back on anyone. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how closely you work with them or what they do to help you. No problem sticking a knife in the back so you get a round of applause on Twitter. Disgraceful. So this time, she went after Tony Maz, who, let me preface this by saying, Tony Maz is a boob. The guy makes jokes about his erection for 4 hours. He's essentially a moron. That's what really bothers me is I defend a guy who I heard not 3 days ago say that he has a little raging Blake Swihart in his pants.
It's the most ridiculous.
That's the man. That's the man I have to defend. But you know, then they came for me, or then they came for me, and there was no one to defend me.
Oh, you're next.
So I gotta defend the guy. He called Tom Brady a little girl. I did the same thing at an hour that no one was listening. And it didn't even occur to me that that was an offensive comment.
It's not.
It isn't.
It's not an offensive comment. I mean, I can see where she's coming from with it, but at the same time...
I can see where she's coming from a place of, I just want something to complain about. I want to get someone in trouble.
Right. But the thing that really bothers me is that she's not genuine with it. She completely...
No.
She has.
She's the biggest hypocrite.
Oh,
she'll say stuff like that. But be sensitive. How could you say such a thing? Oh my God! He called him a little girl. The thing she said about David Price. She's called David Price a pussy. She encouraged callers to call their weekend show and make fun of him for being a little bitch.
All right. So there's a difference between making fun of him on air because it's hilarious and it's good radio. And then there's a different, and then
no, but they were saying make fun of him because he's a mental midget. So it's like you're gonna, you know, she's a woman. You should never go after someone for having depression or anxiety. Well, maybe David Price has that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she.
Who the fuck
know.
Are you? Who the fuck are you to tell me we are or aren't allowed to make fun of something? So shut up, Trini. He wasn't going after all women. He's saying he displayed characteristics that are synonymous with a female child, which is an insult to Tom Brady, not all women. You dope.
If you choose to take it that way, then you have
so what's the
thinnest skin.
Let's inform the people. What is the actual tweet? So Maz went on, Felger and Maz, the other day, like I said, like I did, like a lot of people did, said that Tom Brady storming out of after Ben Volen's question, he was behaving like a little girl. So Trenny went on Twitter and said what?
Oh, well, first, so it started with Chad Finn.
Oh, another goddamn liberal moonbat.
Yeah, the Globe writer.
Yeah.
So he heard those comments, and it was, and his tweet is, there's lame, and then there's Tony Maserati calling Brady Tommy Girl for bailing out on his media availability the other day.
It's what that is. It's not one of the world's greatest jokes. It's not Richard Pryor-esque comedy. But it gets even less funny when I have to break it down for you. What that is people call him Tommy Boy is a famous phrase. It was the title of a Chris Farley movie. People know that phrase. People call him Tommy Boy on occasion. So the opposite would be, the insult would be to call him Tommy Girl. Do you get that? Do you get where the joke comes in? It's not, he's, well, all women are scum. So we're going to lump him in with that scum gender. That's not what it was. It was a play on words.
No, it definitely was. What are you talking about?
Obviously, that's what Maz was doing. So so continue. What did Chad Finn say?
That was it? Yeah, and then Trini
chimes in.
She heard
God you- forbid. She keep. And the reason I go to the disloyal thing, Felger and Maz are aired on Comcast Sportsnet. Trini's main job, you know, her side gig is working at WEEI. Her real job is working for Comcast. And I would bet, even though it's at a less prime time slot, I would bet more people watch Felger and Maz than watch that stupid show with her and Tangway.
Oh, what is it? It's a... I don't even...
I would think, at least percentage-wise of the amount of people watching TV, I would think more people watch the Felger and Maz simulcast than watch that stupid goddamn early edition.
I bet you more people now watch Beetle and Zoe than they do her program. Ugh. With Tangway.
I'll give you a double standard. If Trini wants to talk about shit like that, no woman with jowls the size of fucking pork chops would be allowed on television. How is Mark Bertrand allowed on TV every day? That's bizarre to me.
You got me beat.
That's bizarre to me that they let that fatso.
Well, he's not really on TV. Well, he is sometimes, but he's not really on TV. He's more on the radio. They just...
Well, it's simulcast. Now it's on every day.
Well, yeah, then now they just air him on the radio. He's got a face for radio.
Yeah, no, but he's on that early edition, too. He goes on there.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. So that's a double standard I'll give you. The women are held to a higher standard in that regard, that they have to be respectful. If you've got a show where Trini has to hold herself together looks-wise, and she's standing next to Gary Tangway and Mark Bertrand, that's a double standard that'll give you.
That's what you should complain about.
But, so she chimes in. She can't keep her goddamn nose out of this. God forbid.
So her tweet, it's unbelievable to me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She can't wrap her mind around what was said.
Oh, my God. Tommy Girl was said. It was
someone called
girl was used.
Someone
as
called
an
a guy behaving childish a little girl. That's unbelievable. Of all the things you can't believe, that's one of them. So continue.
Apparently,
it's unbelievable to her.
So it's unbelievable to me that tearing down a man by comparing him to a woman is still acceptable and not a suspendable offense.
Really? How about tearing down a man for making a joke? Because that's what you're trying to do. You're saying suspend Tony, which means that you're not that far off from thinking he should be fired.
Right.
If you think he should be punished in some way, you think he should be taken off the air for an amount of time, so it's not that much of a leap to say he should be fired for that comment. Fuck you. Are you serious?
He should lose money because he said something that offends my very sensitive sensibilities.
And the worst part is, I'm almost not even bothered when just rant, you know, if an insurance salesman does this. Because it's like, okay, you're just a fucking idiot. But, you know, you don't know what it's like to be in that business, to have to talk for 4 hours a day.
Right.
When someone who's paid to give their opinions does that, you are the one that should be fired for doing that. That's what we should start doing, is taking anyone in the media or in comedy or anyone that's paid to give opinions or make jokes. If they call someone else out for words they said, for saying a no-no word, they're the ones that should lose their job. Those are the people we should be going after. Not the people that fuck up and say something maybe a little distasteful or make a joke that you don't care for. Those people, we should cater to them and say, well, you know, we all do that. Because we all do. There's not a single thing. If you go through Trenny's entire Twitter history, which people who I believe the Kirk and Callahan show did a pretty good job of, there's a lot of stuff that you could spin into her being, you know, sexist or whatever.
Yeah, you don't even have to look that hard, and right. You can find her hanging out with one Mike Tirico.
So was that the only one? Was that the only tweet that she had about it?
It keeps going.
Okay.
It happens far too often. It's old. It's tired. It's lazy AF.
You're so hip. You're so cool, Trini.
Would a host get away?
You're one of us. You're one of the kids. I get it.
Of course she is. She understands.
You're only 40 years old.
She gets
lazy AF. That's lazy. The hypocrisy just in this tweet is unbelievable. Lazy AF. Just write as fuck. It only takes a couple extra seconds.
Would a host get away putting down an athlete with an ethnic or racial slur? That's the answer.
There was no. Are you? She said that. I didn't even realize that last part.
She said it, and it's still up.
An ethnic or racial slur? What slur did Tony Maserati use?
No, she's not saying that he used one. He's just saying.
No, she is in a way. She's saying, would they get away with using an ethnic or racial slur? So why can you do it for gender? Right. She is essentially saying that he used one.
Yeah,
not
true.
In so many words, but you know what I mean? She's comparing the two. What close to a slur came out of Maserati's mouth?
Nothing.
Now, there's so much to go after for that show. Like, I've heard them refer to women as, like, bimbos and shit like that. That's what you should go after them for, if you want. Let me rephrase. Not what you should go after them for. If you're going to be this character that wants Twitter love and is just going to attack people, that's the stuff you should be going after. Not Tommy Girl and saying he acted like a little girl. Come on, Trenny. A slur. Oh my God! My good God! He called her. What now? What if he called him a baby? Is that offensive to babies?
Yes.
Because we were all babies at one point. Should we all be offended? Oh, hey, listen, pal. I was a baby.
I know for a fact that Tony Maz has called someone a baby. I've heard it.
Yeah,
I've heard it on air. So I believe that he should go down to the hospital.
I was a baby once. I'm offended by that.
With the
I'm
infants.
Outraged.
And apologize to every single one of them. To new mothers, Tony Maz should have to apologize.
I've never seen a more disloyal act than to go after a coworker and say they should be suspended on your Twitter account. That's outrageous. That, to me, should be the suspendable offense. Trenny Kuznarek should be suspended from Comcast for advocating for the suspension of a coworker. Completely disloyal. It sickens me, honestly, that someone in the media would do that.
And you know what the best part is?
Someone and how about this? You want to talk about what offends me? As a guy that would do anything, within reason, to get on the Kirk and Callahan program, to watch someone completely spit in their face and just abandon them when they're trying to get, you know, a rotating third person in, to just completely refuse to do it. Out of either laziness or social justice, that's offensive to me as a guy trying to come up in broadcasting. To see you, no thanks, I don't need that, because it offends your sensibilities. How about go on there and fight with them if you believe so strongly in this stuff?
Well, you know she doesn't, because she tweeted, so Ice Cube is in Boston.
He was in this very studio.
Yeah, so he was here. I know he was on TNR this morning. Trenny.
Oh, was he? He was on the Midday Show here. He was on OMF.
Oh. I didn't know that. Was it yesterday?
No, today.
Huh.
You walked out when he was walking in, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But continue.
All right. So she tweeted a picture with Ice Cube. Now, what do you think?
Oh, my God!
What do you think?
Oh, my God!
She was so excited about it. You can just go to her Twitter, at Trenny.
Ice Cube. For the kids out there, the youngsters, you may not know this. Ice Cube was in a group called NWA. Now, my memory's a little fuzzy. What does that stand for?
Well, I still don't want to say it.
If you're offended by people using harsh words, Ice Cube is a man that has advocated, and I'm a fan of NWA, believe you me. But Ice Cube is a man that has advocated in his music for the killing of cops. And you tweeted out a picture of him. You fucking hypocrite. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be embarrassed that those two things are on your Twitter within days of each other.
Yeah, right.
That's disgusting.
What was that? She tweeted about Maz, what, last Thursday or Friday? And obviously this picture with Ice Cube is yesterday?
Yeah.
Today? No, not today. It was yesterday, I think. But there's a song that Ice Cube has with Yo-Yo.
Okay. The infamous Yo-Yo.
Who the hell is that? So the song is titled It's a Man's World. The first lines in here are, women, they're good for nothing. No, right. Maybe one thing, to serve needs to my ding-a-ling.
It says ding-a-ling?
Yeah, it does.
That's cute.
So do you think that Trini shared her opinions with Ice
she,
Cube? Since she feels so strongly about them.
No. She must agree with... She must think that those lyrics are not offensive. She agrees with those lyrics. Because, according to her Twitter, she's an Ice Cube fan. What's the tweet say? Does it add up with her picture of Ice Cube?
Oh, it is.
I'm very curious what the caption is. Because I'm sure it's not this offensive man. This hate monger.
Oh, no. Quite the opposite, actually. I don't care that I'm not wearing makeup because I got to take a selfie with Ice Cube.
That's very...
Today really
that voice
is,
a good very
day.
Offensive to women, by the way.
Oh, I don't
the voice
a
you
shit.
Just did. That's very offensive. I'm offended by it.
Trini, go ahead.
As an effeminate man, I'm offended by that.
Trini, you can go ahead and find my Twitter, or you can just look in the directory of Entercom Boston, find my house. It's Jared Dignan. You can find my phone number, give me a call. I'd be more than willing to discuss with you.
So,
more than absolutely over this offensive
so just
voice.
The to not see the utter hypocrisy is just sad, Trini. To be an, people need to stop. Get out of this business. Strictly be a news anchor that reads off a teleprompter, because you do not fit in a world where you should give your opinions. If you think that someone should be suspended for that, that's pathetic. My God.
Then people were, I don't know what tweet they were replying to. Oh, this is back in February.
Okay.
For the Olympics.
Good.
That Trini went
That's
and covered.
Great. That's great. Do what she would do to other people and go back months on her Twitter account or years and find something offensive. That's terrific.
So this is from February 14th. Someone replied to some tweet that said, for a second, I thought it was another video for Tirico. Bad luck, Trini.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Oh, no problem with Mike Tirico.
Oh, but wait.
Tirico is one of the bigger creeps I've ever heard about.
So that guy's name was Mike. And
wasn't me, I swear.
No, it wasn't. And then she responded to it. She said, let me ask you this, Mike. If you did something terrible 26 years ago, served a suspension, went through therapy.
Did he serve a suspension? I don't remember that.
I have no idea.
No one ever heard about that until the book came out. But continue.
Served a suspension, went through therapy, and had zero incidents in a quarter century. Should we
really?
Should we still hold it against
him? How do you know that? How do you know he's at zero incidents in a quarter century? We didn't hear about Cosby for 50 years.
You know what the best part is, too?
Most people didn't hear about Louis for 15 years.
Right. You just don't know. Now, it's only now that it's starting to come
out.
But
you're willing to leap to the defense of Mike Tirico because he works for NBC. Pathetic.
But she's willing to go out. She's willing to go after someone she probably personally doesn't like, but someone she likes. And I would assume
it's sad. I was upset to hear when I asked Reamer who he'd want to do a show with. He said Trini and Tomasi.
Of course, he would.
It's sad that he right. But I have more respect for Reamer because I don't believe he would do that type of shit. I don't think he would go after anyone, especially after what he's been through. I don't think he would go after anyone for their words, and how quickly Trini would turn on him is astonishing.
You know she would.
So one thing related I want to get to real quick is the kid. Did you find the kid's name? The kid that pitched for the Braves. I forget his fucking name. He was one out away. You wouldn't know his name. He's a nobody. But he was one strike away from throwing a no-hitter the other night. And he gave it up in the ninth inning, obviously.
It's Sean Newcomb.
Sean Newcomb, that's right. So Sean Newcomb... one strike away from a no-hitter. Gave it up. They took him out. Whatever, you know. But he looks to his Twitter and he says, boy, I hope they're tweeting me nice condolences after my tough, not loss, but losing a no-hitter.
You would think.
You know? Maybe people are saying some nice words on Twitter. Nope. What they discovered about Sean Newcomb was, years ago, Sean Newcomb was a teenager.
No.
And said shit that teenagers say.
No way.
Did you find the tweet by any chance?
I'll find it.
I'm letting you down.
It's all right. I only asked for it 20 minutes ago. So Sean Newcomb essentially had a tweet when he was a kid, when he was in high school. 7 years ago, I think it was. So he was like 18, 19. He's 25 now. He hashtagged the other F word. I'm afraid to say it even in context. Petrified that Trenny will come after me.
He tweeted fag for the folks.
Whoa!
Oh, I know. I said it. I went there.
That wasn't me. Edit that out. So you're not allowed to say that anymore. 7 years ago, you kind of were. Especially if you're a dumb high school kid and don't quite get what it means. You know what I mean? It's got a different meaning to you when you're in high school. So people dug that up from 7 years ago and went after him for being homophobic. So I wanted to take the opportunity to tell people a few of the things that I did in high school that if there were video and social media and shit, I would look a lot dumber than Sean Newcomb. When I was 15, I broke into a house that we moved out of that my parents still owned and threw a party that the entire school, kids older than me that I had never met, came to. So breaking and entering, essentially. If there was video of that, I would have been in a lot of trouble. Also, when I was either 15 or 16, I jumped off a roof of a four-story house into a six-foot pool and came like 6 inches from being not only blind, but then also paralyzed for life. And then when I was 18, this I think would have made the best video. When I was 18, I got blackout drunk. Had to again break into my parents' house because the door was locked, so I had to go around back, knocked over the dog fence, rolled my ankle, and couldn't get up, so I had to army crawl into the house on my fucking stomach.
You were resourceful.
Yes. So these are some of the things that if there were video, and if I wanted to be, you know, an adult now, people could easily have dug up that video from when I was 18, 15, whatever, and be like, oh my God, this Mike Geary should lose his job, should be suspended, Trenny would demand.
Your career would be over before it even started.
No, but the career I want to get into, that might actually help.
It probably would.
I just want to be a shit talker. You know what I mean? Like, who cares about that? But if I wanted to have, like, an adult job, a big boy job, that'd be tough if that shit was out there.
There's a good chance you'd get fired.
So how about we just stop digging things up on people when we know we've all done equally, if not much dumber shit
when
we were a kid.
I also did find these tweets.
Right.
There are a couple of them. They are from the end of 2011, April of 2012. The first one is, this gay black kid won't stop presenting about black hair. Hashtag, I want to leave.
Now, that's dumb shit to tweet. But again, 6 years ago, he was like 18.
And then you have...
I guess you're an adult, so kind of know what you're saying. But it's just like, what's the... There's different context 6 years ago than there is now. It's a different world completely of what we find offensive and not offensive.
Maybe he was just providing context instead of this kid won't stop presenting about, he's presenting about black hair, so.
He was a dumb kid. He talked like dumb kids do.
Right. And then there's skinny N-word, big balls.
Ice Cube, I was very happy to hear Ice Cube today. They asked him, a lot of guys are getting in trouble for when they go back through their Twitter and find, if they tweeted rap lyrics with the N-word. And Ice Cube said, I have no problem with that. He goes, my stance is, if you don't want people to say the word, don't put it in your songs.
Right. I feel like that's
how... That's Ice Cube saying that.
And I also...
Trenny's idol.
I feel like most reasonable people would agree with him.
Right. So, now that we've solved social justice, just stop. Stop going back. So, everyone will listen to that, I'm sure, and that'll be done. And, but real quick before we get out of here, I want to get to, I don't know if you know this. I guess you would. Everyone knows this, kind of, that the Patriots are extremely racist. Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre, kind of the leaders of this charge. Patriots in Boston are racist. They do a show, if you don't know, they do a show that no one watches called High Noon on ESPN, which on the West Coast is on at 9 a.m. So, what Pablo and Bomani are essentially race baiters because they have nothing else interesting to say. So the Patriots worked out Eric Decker, and they actually ended up signing him today. Eric Decker, Patriot. And Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre, when they were just merely flirting with the idea of signing him, went on High Noon and said this. Well, Jared's not ready. I thought he would be ready, folks.
I thought you were going to do it a little bit differently. Intro that a little differently.
What? Just play the goddamn clip.
Eric Decker, the free agent wide receiver,
spent
Monday
they can't get
being hosted at training camp by the New England Patriots.
Oh, my God. The Patriots are hosting a talented player.
Can you see this man, Eric Decker, fitting in with the Pats?
What you mean, can I see this man fitting in with the Pats, right? So here's my question on this. Did Bill Belichick have a Google alert set for Eric Decker? Or when this sort of thing happens, do they call, what is it called? The Lance Allworth Alliance. To see what names they have on the list of guys that perhaps they could recommend. Yes. The Steve Largent Foundation here to let them know that there's somebody else. Or perhaps they call Biletnikoff's boys. And they find out
Naming white receivers. We get the joke. We get the bit you're going for. You know, keep naming white guys.
That's the most I've ever heard that show. I don't think I ever want to see it.
It's weird. They play music in the background, which is bizarre. Like, the whole time, they play like a music bed under them.
Yo, man, we're hip.
Yeah.
We understand. We know what the kids want.
Right. It's very cool. So, here's what I don't understand. Is there's another clip there that I want to get to. Where Bomani says he essentially calls, he doesn't realize by calling the Patriots racist, his explanation of it is calling everyone else racist. See if you have that one. I heard OMF play it earlier.
It's right here.
Bill Belichick has a type. He is your friend that has a type. And I'm not saying that Eric Decker is only desired because he fits the type. All I'm saying is that it is really, really funny when your friend who has a type walks into someone who's the type.
But on nothing is better than when they got rid of Wes Welker and they Danny Amendola showed up to take his job, because we all know the thing they have in common is that they both went to Texas Tech.
So is there a third one? Because the one I'm thinking of, he said it's astonishing to me his explanation of why. Can you find it there?
There's a whole thing. I think what Ryan might have done is cut it up. There's a Kaepernick protest. There's
no.
On
well, what I'll just sum it up. I hate doing that because I'm an idiot and I'm so bad at like recalling what people say in quote form. But essentially, what he said, he goes, "Now, what Bill Belichick? I'm trying to do a Bomani impression. What Bill Belichick does is he sees that there's a stereotype among white players that they're a little less athletic and a little slower." Am I doing a decent Bomani or should I stop?
I think it sounds more like a deeper voice Stephen A.
Yeah, right. I'm doing a bad Bomani. I can't quite grasp his fake voice.
I think you're doing him
a disservice.
All the justice. No, no. All the justice in the world.
So what he says, he goes, Belichick sees that there's, kind of a stereotype among white receivers that they're a little slower. So, you know, people use that stereotype. So Belichick looks at that and says, I can get these guys for cheaper. And that's why he does it. In his mind, that's racist. What I would say is, that means literally everyone except Bill Belichick is a racist. If you're saying that 31 NFL teams look at white guys and say, I don't want him because he's white, the black players are faster. And Bill Belichick says, you know what? Despite that, I'm going to give the white guy a shot because I think I can fit him in the system. Doesn't that mean everyone else is racist except for Belichick?
I would think so. That's logic.
And it can't possibly be that Eric Decker was drafted. Now, here's where it gets racist. Josh McDaniels, you might not know this. Josh McDaniels drafted Eric Decker.
You don't say.
It's got nothing to do with that. But what I would say, Josh McDaniels is a racist. My theory has always been white players should be able to be signed. But they shouldn't be drafted. They should have to come in as undrafted free agents. That's what I've always thought, is that you should, you know, put them at a disadvantage. You shouldn't draft white players. Maybe sign them, I guess, if you have to. That's what I've always thought. I don't get that. Is that what they think, that they shouldn't sign white guys?
I guess so.
It would be a lot tougher. I think the NFL is, 75% black, roughly?
I think it used to be lower, but I think it's growing.
So it's mostly African-American, but it would still be harder to field a team if you got rid of all the white guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care about, you know, race equality or anything like that. That's all bullshit. It should be, in a perfect America, it should be all non-whites. You should get rid of white men. That's my goal. But, you know, we live in a society, so I guess you can't do that.
That's a lofty goal. I hope you achieve it.
You can't do that. But short of that, you know, if we could just get rid of all the, if we could get rid of all the white guys, you know, it's weird. And now, I'll grant you, it is kind of funny that every time there's a decent white receiver available, the Patriots are going to go after him. But again, that there's a lot to do with that, you know, and part of that is maybe they are cheaper. Because even if maybe it's not even a stereotype that they're slower, maybe they are slower. Other than Chris Hogan, you know, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, maybe they're slower than their counterparts on other teams. But Belichick has such a brilliant football mind, and Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. So when you add those things up, they're able to maneuver that a little bit, and their system works differently. So maybe slower guys are easier fit in.
I mean, they made it to, what, the AFC Championship game with Austin Collie catching Pat. He was starting. And he was awful.
Right. So, I don't know. I guess that'll never end. I guess people like me and, you know, much more influential people that do it, like Kirk and Callahan, when they play this shit on the air, maybe we're at fault. Because if no one ever talked about these two idiots, which no one does, unless they do shit like this. So if no one ever talked about them, maybe it would stop all the race bait. Maybe it would make race baiting an unpopular thing. So maybe we're encouraging it by continuing to talk about it. But it's just so goddamn frustrating.
It's ridiculous that, you know, people even have those beliefs or stances or anything.
It's crazy. So that's it for this week, folks. Reamer's got to get in here. I got to give the boy his seat back.
The prince.
So, you know, all the usual bullshit. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes if you like the show. You can find it on WEI.com. You know where to find it. You're listening right now. And then Ronnie Ruff is going to say it in the outro. So go fuck yourselves. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Trash Talk with Blind Mike. Hear it again on WEEI.com, iTunes, and the Radio.com app. Tune in next week for another edition of Trash Talk, a presentation of WEEI.com.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.